Depending on how you look at it, Rand Paul's presidential campaign is going either very well or quite poorly. This week, the Republican senator reached 500 New Hampshire endorsements, the most of any candidate. But at the same time, Paul has been lagging far behind in state and national polls. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports on the Republican candidate's bumpy road toward primary day.
It was April 2015. Rand Paul was in Kentucky announcing his bid for president.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words.
Paul was optimistic about his ability to attract new voters to his GOP ticket. First, there was his father, Ron Paul's loyal libertarians. He would woo party-line conservatives, reach out to African Americans. And Paul seemed to have a special way with millennials, like Aaron Bellamo. On Tuesday, Bellamo is in Manchester, waiting in line to get a photo with Rand Paul at the New Hampshire Student Convention.
I think he would actually take major strides towards balancing the budget. So I think he stands strong on a lot of his principled issues, and that's personally, I think it's an attractive quality.
Bellamo is student body president at his college, and he's active in campus politics. He likes Rand Paul, but
I'm planning on voting for Bernie Sanders.
Voters have a lot more options than they did when Paul announced his candidacy. Since then, few political stars seem to rise and fall so swiftly as Rand Paul's. Since October, he's polled consistently around eighth in the GOP field. But Rand Paul insists his grassroots network can pull off a win in New Hampshire. And between endorsements and volunteers, he's got plenty of boots on the ground.
Sir, do you consider yourself a conservative, libertarian, moderate, liberal?
Or Lori Ballard is among about 20 volunteer phone bankers at the Rand Paul headquarters in Manchester. She spends a lot of time here.
I started about a year ago. Before Rand actually even announced his campaign.
Like many Paul voters, Ballard started out as a fan of Rand's father, Ron Paul. He built a network of loyal supporters here in 2012 during his White House bid and finished second in the GOP primary. Rand Paul says the polls don't measure his superior ground game.
We have probably more volunteers in New Hampshire and Iowa than any other campaign, so we think we're actually doing very well, and we're going to surprise a lot of people.
The phones are busy at Rand Paul's headquarters, but on the trail, he often seems to have little appetite for the grind of retail politics. While others might revel in the autograph signing and photo ops, after speaking at the New Hampshire Student Convention earlier this week, Senator Paul makes a beeline for the door. He hurries past students.
I think if we stop, we're going to be harassed.
That same week at a Dover diner, the former ophthalmologist seemed to prefer talk of uveitis and eye disease over that of politics.
But, if all else fails, you still just give it steroids.
Yeah.
He spent many minutes chatting with retired doctor and New Hampshire voter Paul Butler.
Oh, yeah. Can I switch the subject quickly? Sure. My wife and I disagree on very few political issues.
With one month left until voters like Butler hit the polls, Rand Paul's time to talk political issues is running out. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.